Slaven, you had to work very hard for that point. Was that a fair result in the end, would you say?
Yes. Yes. If you remember first half, yeah. Second half, I think we deserved to win. We were way better side. But they started better. They had two shots in first few minutes. They're on the front foot, and they were good in transitions. When we got a ball and we didn't have a lot of ball like we are used to, then we wanted to finish the move straight away, which is not possible. And then in a we knew they have a good players. And then at the halftime we reshaped a bit the way we are defending against them. And second half was it wasn't all us, like it wasn't all them in the first half. In the first half it was us who had the best chance of the half, who Kyle Edwards one against one with the keeper. So it wasn't all us, but it was at least what they had in the first half. We had it even more in the second half. We were there, and the only thing that was missing was a little bit more time at the end or better quality finish because we came so many times there.
And you lost Kyle Bartley in the first half with an injury, or just in the second half when Dara O'Shea came on. And what did you think of his performance? You trusted him today and he delivered for you, I think.
Oh, look, Dara O'Shea is a young player. Dara O'Shea is, to be fair, the club wanted for a reason to sign another center back, because from last season, you know better than me, we lost numbers, not only quality. We lost Holgate, we lost the boy from Man City, we lost Dawson. So basically we needed, one of the reasons that I didn't want to sign another center back is Dara. He's such a good player, young player. He's going to have his ups and downs, but he's got everything. Dara today, I mean, to come for such a young kid, yeah, it was his first game apart from Carabao Cup against Millwall. First game to come like that, composed and basically with that attitude, I love it. I love it. And so I love Dara. Top guy, top draw.
You're top of the table at Christmas. How does that feel?
It feels great. Feels great. It feels privileged, but it also feels it's a big obligation for us. You know that we have to continue. If we think like we have to say, yeah, we are top on the table because we work hard, because we every game by game. You know, it was very difficult. We have to put out, we had to be on our best as a team, individuals and all that, to be in this position. If we go like, yeah, we are top of the table, let's have a round of drinks or whatever, then then I would rather not be top of the table, you know. So still a long, long way to go. It's a big marathon, but I mean, it's a great position. It's a great position that we are. It is, but only have to think about the next game. The next game and then the next game, because unfortunately, as I said, it's not like four games to go. Then you can say we are sorted. It's like, let's say, I don't know, some of the teams are 12 points behind them. Some of those teams can easily say we had a good half of the season. They're not unhappy with their season. So that can happen other way around. And we have to do everything. Not to let that just happen. And that's it.
It is the midway point of the season. How would you grade your team? What would the halftime report be?
A result, you can't ask for better. I mean, game by game, all those games that we have drawn or won, even that we had lost, you are not happy and you think we could get something there. Also, some games that we won, it was like breaking, you know what I mean? Like, half an hour to go, 20 minutes to go, the game is like that. So it's fair number of points. If we are talking about the number of points, I mean, if we do this in the second half of the season, then I really don't see a way how we ain't going to finish in top two. So it is very, very, very well. It's very, very, very well.